Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today's something a little bit different. We're going to look at how do you find cross promotions, affiliate partners from social media. See, so many people focus on the content phase of social media, which is fantastic and just as important, and other people focus on making connections, but are you actually finding the right people who you could be doing cross promotions and turning them into affiliate partners to be able to make more sales for your product and service? See, we used to only be able to sort of find these promotional partners, these affiliate partners, by going out to networking events and really meeting people. That used to be how it happened. Now, with the use of social media, we can reach anyone, anywhere, and so quickly that we can get into markets that we never would have had a chance to be able to do without the use of social media. So to think, if you're in a small country, you can reach large countries. If you're in a place where you want to be able to get into markets that instead of having to travel there and spend money on flights and accommodation, you can now find partners by building relationships with people who already exist there without even having to go there. That's the power of what you can do when you start thinking about social media in the way of affiliate partners, referral partners, cross-promotion partners, rather than just for the sake of content or for the sake of I'm just connecting with people, following people, just for the sake of it. So what I want you to start thinking now is, who do I need to make contact with for the purpose of running a cross-promotion? Who do I need to make contact with for the purpose of having them as an affiliate? See, especially if you've got a product or a service which you can go worldwide, or if you've got a service which is just in a particular area, can you create a product that can be sold online? And that's not difficult to do. That could be a little video series. It could be an ebook. It could be a hard copy book. It could be a little membership program. So to me, everybody has the ability to sell a product as well as run a service. All you've got to do is you've got to just remember that what's in your head, the majority of people don't know. So that becomes a great little tool to be able to give them for a do-it-yourself type of setup. And they pay you $10, $20, $30, $40, whatever it happens to be able to get that and do it themselves. Because now you reach more people and now you've got another income generating stream into your business. So let's have a bit of a look then, social media and why this is important. So as I just mentioned, if we just took the main ones, if we took LinkedIn, Twitter and Facebook to some extent, but I think LinkedIn and Twitter are probably the two best for being able to do this. And what you do is you go on and you start searching for people who are in your target audience. They have the same clientele that you do, but you're not in competition with them. And once you start finding these people, then you start connecting with them. You start following them. You start building relationships with them. That way then you've got now the ability to be able to partner with them, to be able to do things with them. As I said, if you've got then a product you can sell, well, now you can make it global. If you have to service that and you only service in an area, well, now you just find the people within that particular area. So let's just take an example here. What we've done here is on Twitter, we've gone and we've started to retweet and started to favorite everyone who has anything to do with networking or marketing, because those people have a community of businesses. We've got a community of businesses. So there's the ability there to be able to cross-promote or have them as affiliates. Well, in a space of a month, there were over 1,200 people that came back to be able to follow us. And now we're working through those people in terms of building relationships with them to see where that could go. Now, I think to get 1,200 people, how many man hours is that going to events? Now, that's probably taking the whole year. Yet we've done that within a month, and more importantly, we've done that pretty much all on automation. So are you using social media to its full effect? Are you actually creating opportunities for you to be able to sell, opportunities for you to be able to open new doors, opportunities for you to be able to grow your networks, or are you just putting stuff on here and there for the sake of it, or are you putting nothing on and you're just sitting on there because somebody told you you should be on social media? So start thinking, what can I do to be able to be more effective within my social media accounts? How do I get people to come back to me and create opportunities? So in some of our accounts, we actually put in our settings, in our little bio, always looking for opportunities for collaboration. Message me if you're interested. So that way then people know, oh, well, what can we do here? And send you back a message to be able to start that conversation with you. So set some goals around building partner relationships within your social media plan. Okay, so in your social media plan, you should have content. You should be building relationships with your current people. And you should have a plan around new people to be able to turn them into partners and affiliates for you at the same time. Remember, people know people. So as you start getting more people being your partners on through social media, they're going to allow you to get into their contacts too. They're going to have people which are around the same target audience that they know or that they've partnered with, that they'll start sharing. So all of a sudden then, it becomes quite easy for you to be able to always have partners. I say doing a cross-promotion each month will really be able to take your business to a different level. But with this, there's nothing that stops you doing a cross-promotion nearly every week because there are just so many people that you can do things with. The nice thing is if you took an hour just to be able to go through your different social media platforms, you've probably got 50 people there already to be able to do something with. The only reason why you're not is because you haven't asked them. And you've got to continue to remember what you're learning through all of these podcasts is you've got to be the proactive one because the majority of people don't know what you now know. The majority of people don't understand that you can do these sorts of things or you should be doing these sorts of things. So set yourself now a partner goal. How many partners do you want to get off social media each month? Maybe start with 5. Okay, so from all my social media platforms, I'm going to get 5 people with 5 relationships that I can do a cross promotion with. Okay, that takes now your next 3, 4, 5 months taken care of. Okay, if you want to set yourself a bigger goal, well then find one to do every fortnight. So 5 will take you sort of all of sort of 5 weeks to be able to get done, and then you need to get it done again. Some simple things which we're using is on LinkedIn, we go to the advanced search bar, we type in the keywords of people who have our clients, then we type in the location, and then we start connecting with them, sending them messages, building relationships with them. That's how easy it can be done on LinkedIn. On Twitter, again, we actually use a program called TwitFox. And that allows us to be able to favorite and retweet posts made by other people with certain keywords. Once you generally retweet or favorite them, they send you a thank you message, they then follow you, and now you can start building a relationship with them. So just on those 2 platforms, you can see how easy that is to be able to start getting the right sorts of people through your social media to be able to build relationships with. So your next steps, create your goal for building new partnerships. Spend 10 minutes a week on the LinkedIn platform through advance, using a keyword, using a location to find the people who have your target audience, build relationships with them. Find TwitFox and subscribe to that and then set that up. It takes 2-3 minutes to set it up. And now all of a sudden you're going to be getting an awful lot of followers, but more importantly, you're going to be getting followers who have the same target audience as you. Now you can send them messages, build relationships with them, and create opportunities with them. Hopefully that's been really helpful. Look forward to being able to hear the successes that you've had in getting partners off social media. You can always join us, referralmarketingguru.com.au, to be able to find out more information in terms of our blogs. We've got a whole bunch of videos up there on our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook for plenty of great information that we send out all the time to help you get more referrals, build your networks, and use your networks a lot better. Till next time, take care.